You're listening to SBS News.
It's important that First Nations peoples from around the world see this as an opportunity to come together, because we can learn from each other and adopt some of the strategies and ways of approaching our healing and our well-being moving forward.
That is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner June Oscar. She is speaking about Healing Our Spirit Worldwide, a gathering of over 1,000 First Nations people from around the world in Sydney this week. The event, started in 1992 and co-hosted this year by the Healing Foundation and the University of Sydney, looks to encourage participants to share knowledge and ideas on healing trauma. Those attending include First Nations elders, traditional healers, young leaders, trauma specialists, academics and politicians. Healing Foundation Chief Executive Richard Weston, a Meriam man of the Torres Strait, says it is important to have spaces where Indigenous people can speak openly.
All First Nations or Indigenous peoples around the world have a common experience of trauma caused by colonisation. And we also have, I guess, a common experience of trying to heal that trauma. So this gathering will bring together people from around the world to share knowledge and wisdom about how we are tackling trauma in our various countries.
Intergenerational trauma is one of the key issues being discussed at the gathering. University of Sydney Professor Juanita Sherwood, co-chairwoman of the event's organising committee, says colonisation is continuing to affect Indigenous populations.
A number of key issues for us has been genocide, cultural genocide, removal of children, and in Australia, that's we've known that as the stolen generations, but it continues to occur. And in this country, just this year, we've had over 17,000 First Nation children being removed from their families. Critically, we're trying to recognise that this is something that's not just it's in the past, it's continuing.
Professor Sherwood, a Wiradjuri woman, says that trauma has had lasting physical effects throughout generations of First Nations people.
The impact of ongoing colonisation, discrimination, racism that continues in all of our countries that we were the First Nations people of, impacts on us significantly worse. And so the intergenerational trauma is really also related to the chronic diseases we suffer. So it puts us at greater risk of heart disease, diabetes, kidney disease, and anxiety, depression.
The 8th gathering of the Healing Our Spirit Worldwide event is looking to reduce that intergenerational trauma through Indigenous-led healing. Professor Sherwood says the healing is about combining Indigenous tradition with Western practices.
We as First Nation people have gone to the academy and have been involved, built out, studied the Western knowledge system as well. And so we come with not only our ways of knowing and being and doing from an Indigenous standpoint, but also understanding how the Western knowledge systems work so that we can actually work with them and not coerce, but try and get them to work with us rather than on us.
The Healing Foundation's Richard Weston says while discussion around issues of trauma and healing should be led by Indigenous people, non-Indigenous people also need to play a part.
You know, we need the support of non-Indigenous people. We need to have them hear our stories and understand better what we're dealing with, what the impact of trauma has been on our lives. But for Indigenous people, I think it's about coming together in communities and starting to show leadership and really designing and developing those solutions.
Mr. Weston says he knows the Sydney conference will only foster stronger relationships.
You know, there's a lot that First Nations Indigenous peoples have to offer the world in terms of our culture, but also our resilience and our strength to overcome trauma and go from just surviving to thriving. And that's one of the key, I think one of the key messages that comes out of these conferences, that we haven't gone from the world. We're still here and we're still practicing our culture.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.